we have come to explore this the ongoing high-level mediation for South Sudan. It is the process that President Salva Kiir requested his counterpart, President William Ruto, to mediate peace between the government and the South Sudan Opposition Alliance. And as the People's Coalition for Civil Action, we picked interest to explore this process, to understand what it has for the people of South Sudan. And we have always advocated for dialogue and non-violent means of resolving the crisis in the country. And the statement from the chief mediator, General Lazarus Simbayo, said they will have the program will be, the initiative will be formally launched tomorrow. And then thereafter, the negotiations will begin. So that's the status for now.
This is a process to bring in or bring on board parties, armed groups that are outside the 2018 peace agreement and outside the current government in Juba ahead of elections in December. And you got invited, as I understand, as civil society. Is that correct?
Yes, we got invitation to participate as civil society. And we understand from our perspective of the situation in South Sudan, the current state of affairs is much greater than what you have just stated of getting the parties that are not in the peace agreement into the peace agreement and to hold elections. We are aware that the agreement, the implementation of the agreement has stalled long ago, and that the possibility of holding elections by December this year are extremely remote. And therefore, our belief is that such a process should be used to address these broad issues that the country is facing, including why the agreement that has been signed or the agreements that have been signed over the years have not been really implemented to deliver peace in the country. We believe that it is much more than just getting another agreement on top of the agreements that are already there, but that this process, our understanding is that it should focus really on the critical issues that are affecting the country at the moment.
What role as civil society do you play here, or do you hope to play?
We intend to contribute to the substance of the negotiations, and of course, bring our perspectives of the situation in the country as it stands now, and what we think is necessary that should be done to help in terms of bringing peace to South Sudan, lasting peace, and a process that would deliver that peace. At the moment, we think that is more important.
You are part of a group, the People's Coalition for Civil Action, a group that I think we can say for all intents and purposes is banned in South Sudan right now. You and your colleagues had to leave the country because it was not safe for you to stay in South Sudan. And some of you who stayed behind, they got jailed and prosecuted. Is this also a way for you to get back participating in this forum?
Well, yeah, of course, we do not take our case as a priority in this case. We are aware that we got pushed out of the country against our will, and of course, in violation of our constitutional rights as citizens. But we do not think that is the priority for us to and for this mediation. But obviously, what matters, we believe, is the broader issue of also South Sudanese engaging among themselves to talk to among themselves about the crisis in the country and how they resolve that. We know that the issue of political and civic spaces are kind of a critical issue for the country, because such conversations should have happened on the South Sudanese soil. And it is not difficult for us as South Sudanese to dialogue among ourselves. And that was exactly what we intended to do as the PCCA. Raise concerns that there is a problem in the country and these problems need to be addressed.
And still on that last point regarding your group, you advocated for the removal of the current government through civil action. Does it not contradict your position now attending the mediation talks and engaging in talks with the government and other armed opposition groups? It's the same government you call for its removal.
Yes. First of all, that statement we made came directly from the outcome of the national dialogue. And you may recall that the national dialogue has been the largest national process in our country since independence, where thousands of our citizens were engaged in conversations for about 4 years, and they made a very clear position on that. And so we picked that position from the outcome of the national dialogue. But what matters is that we as South Sudanese should have the liberty to raise concerns and get to dialogue on those issues to be able to resolve the conflicts that are in our country. At least when we raised those issues to draw the attention of the government to these matters, if there was commitment and interest to engage in conversations, I think the country would have been saved much earlier than where it is today. You can see that the economy is completely flat. You can see that we have so much issues of insecurity and all of that. And so these are issues that we saw based on our engagement in the political processes, and we felt that there was need to address those issues. And in line with what people said in the national dialogue, we felt that it was important to amplify those voices as the situation was not improving and the outcomes of the national dialogue and even the RRCs were not being implemented.